This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The Obama administration has taken over major parts of our economy, so now the bureaucrats are eager to take over what public schools teach our children. Former school teacher and author Orlean Kerla explains their current goal, why you should be concerned, and what you can do about it. Her new book is called Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform. This national takeover of school curriculum was cleverly named Common Core State Standard Initiative, so it sounds as if it were developed by the states. But that's not true. It was developed by trade groups and corporate interests that will make a lot of money from its implementation. The Obama administration induced 46 states to give up local control of their English and math curricula through a clever carrot-and-stick method, a combination of bribery, waivers for the hated No Child Left Behind Act, and threats to cut off future federal grants. Left out of the development of this new curriculum were parents, local and state school boards, and state legislatures. The price tag to adopt Common Core standards is enormous. It's also important to note that Common Core standards will not make kids any smarter. The math standards are so substandard that the only real mathematician on the validation committee refused to approve them. He said that Common Core standards are 2 years behind international expectations by the eighth grade and then fall further behind in grades 8 to 12. The math standards downgrade the years when algebra and geometry are to be taught. The name of this very useful book is Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform, and the author is Orlean Kerla. Parents, go to Eagle Forum's website, eagleforum.org, for more information about Common Core.
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance, and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings, based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759. 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran owned and operated.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver. All sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plaques. Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, hour number three. Now, Germany is instituting a ban on plastic surgery on children and minors unless it can be justified on medical grounds. In other words, the child has been in an accident and has suffered some kind of a disfigurement that can be corrected with plastic surgery. What they're banning here is elective plastic surgery for the sake of some artificially created ideal of what beauty should be in this day and age. We know that that's rather arbitrary from age to age. What is fashionable in this age is not fashionable in other ages. And I'm absolutely in agreement. We're seeing way too many people undergoing medical procedures simply to change their appearance because they think it will make them more beautiful. And I see this as a symptom of this culture that we live in, where we have all of this mass marketing that is just bent on convincing us that we are not what we should be. But we can be if we buy this bottle and pour it all over our body or get the latest fashion or have the latest trendy accessory or even worse, go into a hospital and have the doctors rearrange things a little tiny bit. And I think one of the reasons our young people are growing up with so many issues of neurosis is they're getting this constant message, you're inadequate. Unless you have all of this wearable, purchasable esteem. And it leads to these abuses. And so this ban on plastic surgery, on elective cosmetic surgery on children in Germany is a start. It's dealing with the symptom, but I think they need to go back and look at the cause. What makes someone look into a mirror and say, oh, I don't like this. I want changes. Do you think a brand new baby is born thinking, I'm ugly? No, that has to be taught to them by TV commercials, by fashion magazines, by this constant deluge of those tabloids at the supermarket checkout counter with all these beautiful people, most of whom don't actually look like that in real life. Thank goodness for Photoshop. And so this is constant reminder, no, you're not what you should be. And we'll sell you a way to be what we tell you you ought to be. And I think it's a lot of nonsense, and I think it's very dangerous. Now, speaking of dangerous and getting back to the issue of GMO, Ellen Brown is now out there talking about the severe harm that we are starting to see with all of this GMO food, like the corn that China just rejected from the U.S., because one of the aspects of these GMO products, of huge amounts of them, especially the corn, are designed to be resistant to Roundup Weed Killer, which contains glyphosate. And the problem, as Ellen is pointing out, is when you buy GMO foods at the supermarket, they're saturated with the glyphosate. Because in recent years, the weeds in the garden that used to be killed by Roundup have evolved and adapted and are becoming Roundup resistant. So what the farmers who can't go back to the natural seeds are doing is simply drowning their fields in this glyphosate, and it's absorbed by the plants. That's why they need the Roundup Ready gene inside the plant, so the plant is not harmed when it is soaking in the glyphosate. And the problem is the glyphosate is toxic, and you are eating it because it's inside the food, not just on the surface. Washing's not going to get it off. And glyphosate has now been linked to 40 different diseases that can afflict people who are eating this GMO food. And that's okay in the U.S. economic theory, because if you come down with one of those 40 different diseases, it's a profit opportunity, because you will run off to your doctor and he'll say, oh, you've got blah, 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 blah. And he'll write you a paper prescription for the latest drug, blah, 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 blah. And you'll go over to the guy at the pharmacy and give him more of your money to get the pill to cure the disease you would not have had to begin with if you were eating natural GMO-free food. So, tip of the hat to Ellen Brown. We're going to grab a quick phone call here. Renee in North Carolina. Aloha, Renee. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I hear a lot of different messages from different people about actually who is to blame, and there's plenty to go around. But the thing is, you know, I really don't lay awake at night worrying that Henry Kissinger or Obama or some king or queen is going to come busting through my door, because these
That's wise.
People, they don't do their own killing and murdering. In fact, these people are powerless, okay? They're mostly a bunch of old, fat, white people. And they don't do their own dirty work. So the thing is, if people weren't willing to do it for them, they're completely powerless. But the thing is, I also find that people have a bias. They prefer to see their enemy as far away, distant, and different from them. If you actually realize that where the rubber meets the road is the military and the police, and that the ruling elite have no power unless they're willing to carry out their orders. But see, people have trouble with that because their favorite nephew, Johnny, is a policeman, or their son, Bill, is in the military. And so they don't want to put the blame there because it's too emotional and close. But the thing is, if, you know, like they're saying, we kind of grew up with, what if there was a war and nobody came? Mm-hmm. And I think some people in the Patriot Movement are hoping these people will come to our defense. But history, I think, kind of shows they don't. I'm old enough to remember Kent State, okay?
Yes.
And the thing is, we have to tell these people, okay, look, you know, we understand if you've done wrong in the past, but it's time for you now to make a choice. And you have to come out and make that choice. Because we have to kind of know where you stand, because, you know, as it stands now, I have to assume you're going to still follow orders and do what people, these ruling elite, pay you to do.
Well, I agree with 95% of what you just said, and you are correct. We should not presume the U.S. military is going to turn on the government, although it has happened. When Mubarak was forced from power, a lot of the military changed sides and went over when Mubarak was kicked out, a lot of the military supported Morsi. But we can't guarantee on that. And in any event, I'm kind of hoping to avoid a violent revolution in this country, because that's what the government is already prepared to fight and win. The one part I disagree with you on is I don't think people prefer to see their enemies and the authors of evil as distant and remote and different. I think they're encouraged to. Because when, you know, a lot of the evil is really, it's an epiphenomenon of our culture. There's nobody sitting in power saying, let's go out and feed the people toxic food. Let's go out and do this and that. It is the net result of all these little corporations looking out for their bottom line and cutting corners where they can and cutting safety standards and bypassing them when they can get away with it. And as a result, we're seeing all of these horrible things happen. Nobody's sitting up there saying deliberately, let's do this. But those who are the author of, for example, so much of our financial problems, that private central bank, they don't want the American people to realize the problem is right there on their main street at that banking establishment. And so we see all this propaganda out there about the Illuminati Illuminati and the Bavarian this and the Bilderbergers and all these faraway people in places that we could never possibly locate, let alone do anything about. So
exactly.
I think that that idea of saying there's some evil cabal out there far away in the earth, that's part of the propaganda so that Americans don't look around their neighborhoods and realize the problems are right there on their doorstep and within reach should they care to do something about it.
Oh, and that's what I agree with you with. I really do. The problem is here, you know, and I still hear people, you know, going on. They go, oh, yes, Smedley Butler was great. But then they start going on about commies, and they omit the fact that he said he had been a gangster for capitalism, not communism. And
mm-hmm.
they start that whole right-left paradigm between communism and capitalism going. But the thing is, you can use either system to cheat.
I need to cut you off because we got to take a commercial break, and I'll respond to what you said when we come back.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And responding to what Renee was saying, I want a little bit of a clarification. The left versus right paradigm is not about capitalism versus socialism. It's about fascism versus socialism. It's about a model where the wealth is distributed evenly across all of society versus a model where the wealth is concentrated and piled up in the hands of a powerful few. Now, capitalism tends to be inherently fascistic, and indeed, Vladimir Lenin predicted that when American capitalism began to fail, it would be revealed as ultimately fascistic. And don't forget, back in 1933, the bankers of the United States of America attempted a fascist coup d'etat against the United States government. They actually approached Marine Corps Major General Smedley Butler to lead the military aspect of the coup d'etat because he was very popular with his men. And Smedley Butler pretended to go along with the plot until he had the evidence of the fascist coup d'etat, and he blew the whistle to Roosevelt. And Roosevelt and the Congress couldn't do anything because the bankers all said, you arrest one of us, we'll crash your New Deal. We have the power to do it. We're really calling the shots here. And it was actually classified until the mid-1960s. I think it was 1964 is when Congress finally declassified the transcripts of the hearings Congress held on this whole issue. So keeping us divided left versus right and giving us all the jingles about why this is good and that is good and so forth and so on, it really does come down to the eternal struggle between the haves and the have-nots, and the haves trying to constrain the system to bring them more wealth and take it away from the general population, and the general population saying, we have an equal, inherent, inalienable right to a share of life's blessings on this planet. And that is really what the struggle always is. It doesn't matter what label they put onto it. All righty, getting on back to science and health things, we made a big deal a while back about this article that appeared in a French journal regarding an experiment where these rats were taken, and the study went on for far longer than the 3 months that Monsanto conducted a study to prove that GMO corn and glyphosate and everything were safe, and they kept the rats alive for 3 months and said, the rats are fine, product is healthy, put it out on the market. And this French study basically kept the rats alive for the rats' entire lifespan, which in many cases turned out to be woefully short, and discovered that starting in the 4th month, just after the end where Monsanto cut their own experiments off, the rats began developing huge tumors, serious medical issues, shortened lifespan, all kinds of serious problems. And this study was put out there, was peer-reviewed, study was published in a French journal. Caused a huge uproar, Monsanto saying, no way, no way, screaming. The French government said, we reject the study, couldn't refute it, couldn't find any mistake in the experimental method. Well, now that journal has retracted the article. And it has not made things any better, because it turns out this French journal just hired a brand new editor who was formerly with Monsanto. And the first task was to say, this article is nonsense. You shall not have it in your archives any longer. And they erased it. They Orwellized it. This is classic Orwell. Winston Smith has erased the article, saying that we demonstrably prove there's harm from GMO and glyphosate. And, of course, the author of the study is saying this is all the work of these GMO company lobbyists trying to simply get their way. And again, if you go back and you look at the documentaries Gasland, you see this is how these corporations will operate. They'll rush a product out there, they'll claim it's safe, and when it turns out it isn't, the lobbyists and public relations firms just go to town and say, oh no, anybody who doubts the safety and sanctity of our product, they're just kooks and wackos and conspiracy theorists, and you shouldn't listen to them. And again, this is even illustrated in that Matt Damon film, Promised Land, where they're having to deal with this environmentalist who's coming in and riling everybody up, and then the environmentalist makes a mistake that completely discredits himself. So the vote, the town council vote is going to go the way the oil company, the gas company wants it to, and then you find out at the end, I'm giving away the secret, spoiler alert, plug your ears if you're going to watch the movie. Turns out the environmentalist is actually paid by the gas company to go in there, espouse the environmental arguments, and then intentionally self-destruct. This is how they operate. If they have enough money, they can reshape reality to suit their own profit ends. And they're playing with very dangerous technology. where these GMO pollens are breaking into the wild. There were all these stories about farmers who did not want GMO crops. Their crops got contaminated. Monsanto sued for illegal use of our patented product and took the farms. We know that natural wheat in Oregon was somehow contaminated with pollen from GMO wheat trials several states away. This stuff spreads everywhere, which is why I'm so concerned about this epicyte corn. This is a corn that was developed with a U.S. Department of Agricultural grant to devise a corn that, when eaten, tricks the body into treating human sperm as an infection and attacking it. In other words, people eating this corn, male and female, are incapable of reproducing. And the corn has now been bought by some of these other large organizations, and nobody knows where it's going. But if that pollen breaks into the wild, you're looking at a potential extinction level event where humans are no longer able to reproduce. I'm sure Monsanto's already coming up with their Roundup Ready baby. That you, if you want a child, forget about the old-fashioned method of, you know, having sex with your wife and making a baby yourself. That's so 20th century. We have a new manufactured baby coming out of the factory. And when we look at how good the products do coming out of those GMO labs now, I don't have high hopes for a GMO human. There is a new phenomenon that is being reported. I don't know how real it is. And if it's somebody's idea of a hoax or a joke, I don't see what they're trying to do with it. But the idea is supposedly there is a hot new game in cities all across America. It's called the knockout game, where you simply walk up to a complete stranger and knock them out. Some communities, it's supposedly called point them out, knock them out, and polar bear hunting. I don't even know how they got that one. And it's supposed to be the cool in thing young people are doing. Well, my first question is, why aren't these kids being jailed for assault and battery? Because that's exactly what it is. When you walk up to somebody and you hit them, that's assault and battery. People go to jail for that. Now, my second observation is, what happens when some kid walks up to a stranger who's skilled in martial arts or carrying a weapon and gets himself or herself killed? What's going to happen then? Now, is this being encouraged for some reason to isolate us from each other? Or have the young people of this country just reached that stage of anger and frustration where they're just going to go out and start attacking random people just to deal with all the pressures they're dealing with? Because they're still afraid of going up and attacking government people and bankers and CEOs. But if this is a real phenomenon across the country, it's very alarming, and it's a symptom of just how badly under stress our population is. Now, speaking of arms and weapons, as you're probably already aware, the United States Supreme Court has confirmed in two recent cases the right to carry firearms under the Second Amendment applies to individuals. You, me, my wife, the guy at the end of the street. And as a result, a lot of gun control ordinances have had to be dropped. We're still confiscating guns up in New York. We'll come back to that. But there's a new wrinkle, and it's actually something we talked about some months back on the show. More when we come back from the commercials.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And our board op, Craig, has informed me that he thinks where this knockout game got started goes back to the movie Fight Club, where apparently members of the Fight Club were encouraged to attack people randomly for whatever reason. But, gang, it's a movie. Just like Fast and Furious is a movie. And as the star of that movie just found out, just because it works in the movie doesn't mean it's a good idea in real life. And so this knockout game, I know how it's going to, you know how it's going to end. Some kid is going to come up to a total stranger and figure he's just going to knock him out by surprise, and he's going to find himself tangling with somebody who's a black belt or who's carrying a weapon, who will severely injure or kill the kid, and that'll be the end of this incredible nonsense. Now, getting back to the Second Amendment, Supreme Court has already affirmed that the right to keep and bear arms promised by the Second Amendment is an individual right. You, the American citizen, have a right to arms. In the Miller decision, the Supreme Court affirmed that you have a right to any weapon being carried and employed by the regular military. It was a very bizarre ruling. It came about because Miller was accused of having a sawed-off shotgun, attempted to defend himself on the Second Amendment, and the Supreme Court ruled that since the military were not using sawed-off shotguns, the Second Amendment did not apply. Because the Second Amendment, because it's talking about a militia, is talking about military weapons in the hands of the unorganized militia, which are those of you able-bodied that fit within the age limits. I'm no longer in there, I might add. So now, there is a movement among legal experts that goes back to the wording of the Second Amendment itself, the right of the people to keep and bear arms. It doesn't say firearms. It says arms. And the legal opinion is that the Second Amendment not only protects our right to keep and bear guns, but also knives. Now, I know a lot of people don't want to be walking around carrying guns, but having a knife for personal protection, especially with this nonsense knockout game happening, makes a lot of sense. And they're arguing that laws restricting the use of knives by the people are also a violation of the Second Amendment, and I absolutely agree. I raised this very issue on my show earlier this year, because I'm big into knives and swords. I was on my college fencing team. And I don't want to carry around an AK-47, but given the increase in street crime, having a small pocket knife with which to defend yourself seems to make a lot of common sense. And I think very much it is time to not only say that these unconstitutional gun laws have to go away, but bans on personal knives as well. We're being so made so impotent. When I was a kid in the Boy Scouts, you know what a Boy Scout knife was? It was an 8-inch sheath knife stamped with the logo, Boy Scouts of America. And yes, you also had the little utility knife that had the bottle opener and screwdriver in there. But the Boy Scout knife was an 8-inch buck knife. And today, when you look at the Boy Scouts, you don't see any of them wearing a buck knife, a hunting knife. They've been raised to believe that this little tiny Swiss Army type thing, that's the Boy Scout knife, and that's not the way it used to be. I don't have a problem with people carrying knives. Knives are very useful. And I think it's time to reassert the Second Amendment. By the way, speaking of the Miller decision, the New York law under which they are now demanding all gun owners turn in all weapons with a greater than 5-round capacity violates the Miller decision, because we know that members of the National Guard, the police, the rest of them, have weapons with high-capacity magazines. And the Miller decision says, we, the American people, have a right to the exact same weapons being carried by the uniformed forces. We're going to have to stand up for our rights. This government is just trying to take them away and make you think it's a good idea that if only the government has the heavy guns, we'll all be just fine. And, of course, that's what Adolf Hitler was telling his people. You don't need guns. We have the guns. We'll take care of you. Watch your step getting up into that cattle car. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show, Amazon.com is doing this big thing where they're going to start delivering packages by drone. And I think this is very obviously a publicity stunt. Those drones are not designed for hours per day operation. They were used once for a few minutes and put into the recharge. They're not built for endurance and durability. And the reality is all these drones over our heads are already posing a hazard to civil aviation. And I think they'll deliver a few packages with a drone and say, huzzah, huzzah, we're forward thinking, and that'll be the end of it. We're going to grab a phone call here. Rick in Florida. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, I just wanted to talk briefly, very quickly about what you said about the Second Amendment. It's true, and I can help ratify that for you. My lineage goes all the way back to the Green Mountain Boys, and prior to that to Rogers Rangers.
Okay.
The initial arm that was issued to one would be either a English longsword or a tomahawk at the time. And we had a English longsword that's inscripted in my ancestor's name. It was the very first thing issued. That was considered.
Ooh, I'd love a picture of that. I'd love to get that for you.
Yep.
Thank you.
And that was issued first. That was the very first item that was issued. And as a matter of fact, from what I understand, that was right next to a Tower of London Brown Best musket rifle that was taken off a British soldier later on in the Revolutionary War. So he put it right on his stone fireplace.
Well, I would certainly do the same. You need to understand, swords are very useful, and as late as the American Civil War, swords were still considered the primary weapon, and that's why if you look at surviving pistol belts, they're all designed to be drawn cross holster and used in the left hand, because it was presumed you would still have your saber in the right hand to go hack, 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 pull the trigger when you really needed to, hack, 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 pull the trigger when you really needed to, because even though it was a six shooter, it's still you had to stop and reload it with cap and ball. And so as late as the Civil War, revolvers were coming into use, but they were considered a secondary sort of desperation weapon, and the sword was still considered your primary implement of combat.
Right, and with Rogers Rangers, the first thing that was issued was a Native American-style tomahawk.
Yes, those are very effective.
That was actually issued before any firearm was, so it does lend credence to the Second Amendment being any object to defend your personal well-being.
Well, again, the Second Amendment says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be abridged. And arms includes things that are not firearms, but includes things like, Swiss Army knives, tomahawks, and swords. I'm not going to be walking around the shopping mall with a broadsword on my hip. But again, with this knockout game going on, I think it's perfectly reasonable for people to be carrying a rapidly opening knife in their pocket to defend themselves.
Well, absolutely. And the term firearms, the term arms preceded firearms, that was a way to define what firearms were to fall in the classification of arms. So they're absolutely right. The sword, the tomahawk, the pike, all those things preceded firearms, and that was what was considered a primary defensive weapon. So, yeah, good luck with that. I hope that that takes flight.
I hope it certainly moves forward as well, because it would certainly be another deterrent to crime where if you're purse snatchers and muggers, maybe we're not carrying a gun, but what if we're carrying a knife that we can carve our initials in their forehead with? That's going to be another deterrent to crime. That's a loss to the police, who are still trying to use street crime to justify their huge budgets. But there has to be an inalienable right for people to protect themselves in what is turning out to be a very hostile world and getting more hostile all the time under this fascist regime. And so, yeah, I'm absolutely in agreement. Firearms is a subset of arms, and the Second Amendment says arms. They don't qualify it by saying only firearms. And I absolutely agree. Laws that limit the kind of knives that you may carry on your person for personal protection are absolutely unconstitutional and a violation of the Second Amendment.
Well, be well, and hopefully maybe you have a footman's mace. That would probably pretty much take care of any knockout game right away.
I used to have a mace that I would take into production meetings, but I gave that away to a producer who was much abused. And I said, this is how you resolve these production disputes from now on. Anyway, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We got to come up on a commercial break, and we'll be back with the last segment of today's show after these words from our sponsors.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
on the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me $5 $4 gas, 3 failed automakers, 2 melting ice caps, and the Fear Mongering documentary.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to be talking about ClimateGate a little bit tomorrow. We're heading into a very delayed but a very hard winter. Already we're seeing new cold records, new snowfall records. It's pretty intense out there. Somebody just sent me an article, my comment about what's going to happen when some of these kids playing the knockout game come up against somebody who's armed. And apparently that has tragically already happened in Connecticut last September, and it resulted in the two kids who attacked this man being stabbed. The victim was carrying a knife. One of the kids did die, and the state's attorney is saying they are not going to charge the man who stabbed these teenagers because he was very clearly an innocent victim. A bunch of kids were just hanging out. Apparently there were some drugs involved, and the two kids said, "We're going to just go hit somebody." And that's what they did, and the one wound up in the hospital, and the other one wound up dead. And we need to sort of spread this story around here because we've got to cool this knockout game before more kids get themselves killed. And there's the other side of the situation. What happens if they come up and knock somebody out who's maybe recovering from a skull fracture? Or has a brain aneurysm? They could actually inadvertently kill somebody. This is nonsense. Folks, I used to work in the movie industry. They're not real. It's make-believe. It's a very pleasant fiction, but it's make-believe, and it is not real world. You cannot really drive your cars through traffic like that. You cannot go up and beat somebody up, and 2 minutes later they're up and everything is fine and hunky-dory, or you get beat up and you stand up ready for more in just another 5 minutes. It's make-believe. And you ought to keep the make-believe where the make-believe belongs, and you got to keep the real world where the real world belongs. Now then, moving on to this, Barack Obama, of course, has come out with a statement in support of World AIDS Day, which was yesterday. And he's out there. He's trying to basically move his public image away from NSA Gate, IRS Gate, the Obamacare website, which is still absolute disaster. They're out there trying to point out all the things they've fixed, you know, which is a tiny, tiny fraction of all the things that remain to be fixed. And experts are saying it'll be 2017 before they really get this thing running correctly. So he's out there talking about World AIDS Day. And I noticed yesterday, and hopefully it'll be reprised a couple more times on cable, which, given their penchant for reruns, I would say is a given, is this wonderful movie called And the Band Played On. Now, this movie was made in 1993. It's got a stellar cast. Richard Gere's in it. Lily Tomlin's in it. All kinds of people you will know and recognize immediately when you look at this movie. And it was based on the book of the same title written by San Francisco Chronicle journalist Randy Schiltz about what was going on when AIDS first began to surface, how it was marginalized because of its initial and unfounded connection to the gay community, and how this whole necessity of dealing with this growing medical crisis was subverted and sidelined for political and financial reasons. They go into a huge, huge expose on Dr. Gallo and his fight with the Pasteur Institute over who was going to get the patents, because there's big money in the patent for a test for AIDS and for treatments of AIDS. And here we are, 33 years after this illness appeared, and there's still no cure. Why? Because the big money is not in cures, it's in treatments. If you have disease X and I cure you, you go away and I never see you again. But if you have disease X and I have a treatment that makes you feel better, you go away, then you come back the next month to buy more of the treatment. Then you come back the next month to buy more of the treatment. And we have seen that time and again where nobody's really looking for cures for these illnesses, because the big profits are in treatments. All these fundraising charities were seeking a cure. You've been seeking a cure for half a century. What you're funding, what you're developing are treatments that are hugely profitable. And in the midst of all this corrupting influence of the medical industrial complex, actually worrying about the health of the population has just gone away. If the American people were healthy, the whole system would collapse. It is now dependent on the American people having all these chronic illnesses that require month-to-month treatment to prop up the whole thing. So the film is called And the Band Played On. If it comes on again, look at your local guide. It's worth watching. Set your DVR. Now, Craig is telling me that a caller just called in and said that the name Polar Bear Hunting for the Knockout Game is for the variation that is being played along racial lines where black kids look for white kids to knock out, for white people to knock out. And it's still just as silly. I don't care. Young kids are already getting killed playing this game because the people they're pounding on don't behave the way the ones in the movies did. You're not supposed to fight back. The people in the movie didn't do that. Well, this is real life, and real life bites. The perversity of the universe tends toward a maximum. Buy a helmet and mind your manners. That's how you get through. Now, do you have one of those coffee machines? And I mention this because it's the Christmas shopping season and people buy a coffee machine. You know, it sits on your counter, and the night before you put in the water and the coffee and you set the timer and it perks the coffee and you come down and, you know, pour your cup of coffee. And then 3 months later, that delicate little gold wire basket breaks and you can't buy a replacement for it, so you have to buy a whole new coffee machine. And that's the reason I went with a simple coffee press, which I'm glad I did, because apparently a German safety study has discovered that these home coffee machines are putting lead into your coffee. Not lead as in caffeine, lead as in lead. Lead as in the metal. Lead as in toxic. Because of the internal construction, the various solders they're using to put the assembly together are leaching lead into the coffee. So maybe instead of a coffee maker, you should be getting your wife a weed whacker for Christmas. Something like that. And finally, today, I got this interesting little notice from Autodesk, that is now the owner of some of the leading computer animation software, 3D Studio Max, Maya, and everything. And they're announcing that as of February 1, 2015, they're going to end their policy of allowing holders of existing software to upgrade to the new versions at a discounted price. In other words, after that time, if you want the new version, you will pay the tourist rates like anybody else. And my message to Autodesk, less Autodesk than other people like Adobe, is we cannot pay for new licenses unless we can earn adequate money with the old software. And for those companies, and I don't mean Autodesk at this point, but the software comes out buggy, and we're spending all of our time just dealing with patches and workarounds and everything, our productivity is harmed. We're not going to be able to earn the new money to buy the new version of the software. So there's your financial incentive to start investing more time and money in the quality of your software so that we can use it to earn the money to buy the new product. I know your marketing people are going to say that's complete nonsense, that if you just put new glitzy, shiny, spinny things all over it, that we'll buy the new one. But no, we won't. I'm still using Photoshop 7. So just a word to the wise there. All right, we're coming up on the end of the show, and I want to give a little unsolicited product plug to the Razer keyboard and peripherals company, because I go through so many keyboards so quickly. I decided I would be money ahead if I went out and I bought a heavy-duty keyboard that's designed to be pounded on by gamers in the throes of, well, Fast and Furious. And I have to tell you, the keyboard is very nice. I got the mouse to go with it. They've got all these programmable macro buttons that have made me more productive, because I don't play games, but I do spend a lot of time on what really happened. And recurring text strings, I put them into the buttons on the mouse and the keyboard, and it's just working great. If you're in a heavy-duty business environment, I know there's sort of a stigma. It's for gamers. These are really good keyboards. And mice. I hear the music. It's time for us to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow. The Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe. Tell all your friends the prodigal broadcaster has returned. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.